Finley's scripture was even simpler. Telemetry doesn't lie. Today they found nothing but transient blips on the telemetry readouts. It was as meaningless as a 4-hour audio recording of some group's farts and burps would have been. The videotapes and the swing guards' daybooks likewise produced nothing of interest.
"Satisfied, Si?"
Finley asked, and something in his voice caused Pimley to swing around and look at him sharply.
"Are you?"
Finley Otego sighed. At times like this, Pimley wished that either Finley were Hume or that he himself were truly Taheen. The problem was Finley's inexpressive black eyes. They were almost the shoe-button eyes of a Raggedy Andy doll, and there was simply no way to read them. Unless maybe you were another Taheen.
"I haven't felt right for weeks now," Finley said at last. "I drink too much graft to put myself asleep, then drag myself through the day, biting people's heads off. Part of it's the loss of communications since the last beam went..."
"You know that was inevitable."
"Yes, of course I know. What I'm saying is that I'm trying to find rational reasons to explain irrational feelings, and that's never a good sign."
On the far wall was a picture of Niagara Falls. Some Cantoy guard had turned it upside down. The low men considered turning pictures upside down the absolute height of humor. Pimley had no idea why. But in the end, who gave a shit? "I know how to do my fucking job," he thought, rehanging Niagara Falls right side up. "I know how to do that, and nothing else matters. Tell God and the man Jesus thank you."
"We always knew things were going to get wacky at the end," Finley said. "So I tell myself that's all this is, this, you know..."
"This feeling you have," the former Paul Prentice supplied.